you ever thought about the potential savings for your business by switching to solar? Today, we're examining an opportunity that could significantly impact local enterprises. I'm joined by a solar energy specialist who's ready to share some exciting information about commercial solar incentives.
Thanks for having me. You know what's really fascinating? Right now, we're seeing unprecedented levels of government support for commercial solar installations. And here's a hook that might surprise your listeners. Some McLaren Vale businesses are reducing their upfront solar costs by tens of thousands of dollars through various incentive programs.
That's a pretty bold statement. Can you break down exactly how these savings work?
Absolutely. The foundation of these savings is the Federal Small-Scale Renewable Energy Scheme, or SRES. It's essentially a point-of-sale discount through what we call STCs, Small-Scale Technology Certificates. Consider it an immediate rebate when you purchase your system.
So these STCs, how exactly do they work for businesses?
Well, it's actually pretty straightforward. When you install a commercial solar system, you receive a certain number of these certificates based on two main factors: the size of your system, up to 100 kilowatts, and your climate zone. Your solar installer typically handles all the paperwork and applies the discount directly to your quote.
Mm-hmm. That makes it pretty hassle-free for business owners, doesn't it?
Exactly. And you know what's really exciting? These incentives can be stacked legally. I mean, you've got your federal STCs, and then from July 2025, there's going to be an additional 30% discount on battery installations through the Cheaper Home Batteries program.
Speaking of environmental benefits, let's talk about emissions. How does installing solar impact a business's carbon footprint?
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to reduce your business's energy costs? P4B Solar specializes in turnkey commercial solar systems across Greater Adelaide. With expert design, installation, proactive monitoring, and 24-hour support, we're your trusted partner in sustainable energy solutions. Visit p4bsolar.com.au to learn more about powering your business with solar.
Thanks for that. Now, back to emissions. You were about to explain the impact of solar on a business's carbon footprint.
Right. So, when we talk about emissions, we're looking at different categories, Scope 1, 2, and 3. Commercial solar primarily helps reduce what we call Scope 2 emissions, which are those indirect emissions from purchased electricity.
Can you break that down a bit more? What exactly are these different scopes?
Sure thing. You know, it's actually pretty interesting. Scope 1. 1. Emissions are direct emissions that a company owns or controls, like their vehicle fleet. Scope 2 is the electricity they purchase and use. And Scope 3, well, that's everything else in their value chain.
I see. So, by installing solar, businesses are primarily targeting those Scope 2 emissions?
Exactly. And you know what's really cool? When businesses generate their own clean energy on site, they're directly reducing their reliance on grid electricity. It's like, taking control of your environmental impact while also saving money.
That's fascinating. What would you say to businesses who might be hesitant about the upfront costs?
Well, here's something that might surprise you. There are actually multiple financing options available. You've got interest-free or low-interest loans specifically designed for commercial solar. Plus, some businesses can access state-specific South Australian rebates on top of the federal incentives.
Are there any catches that businesses should be aware of?
The main thing is making sure you meet the eligibility requirements. Your system needs to be installed by a Solar Accreditation Australia accredited installer, and all components must be on the Clean Energy Council's approved lists. But any reputable installer will handle these details for you.
Would you say there's any urgency for businesses to act on these incentives?
You know, that's actually a really important point. The SRS program runs until 2030, and here's the thing. The value of these STCs is based on the estimated electricity generation until that end date. So, the longer businesses wait, the smaller their potential savings become.
Makes sense. What would you say are the three most important things businesses should consider when they're thinking about going solar?
First, they should look at their current electricity consumption patterns. Second, they need to verify they're working with an accredited installer. And third, they should understand all the incentives available to maximize their savings. It's kind of like a three-legged stool. You need all three for stability.
That's a great analogy. For our listeners who are interested in learning more, where should they start?
The best place to start is by getting an energy assessment from a qualified provider. They'll analyze your usage patterns, evaluate your roof space, and help determine the optimal system size, up to that 100 kilobar limit for STC eligibility.
This has been incredibly informative. Any final thoughts for our McLaren Vale business owners?
Yeah, I'd just say that with the current incentives, rising electricity prices, and environmental benefits, there's never been a better time to consider commercial solar. The technology is proven, the savings are real, and the support is there.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise today. And for our listeners who want to learn more about commercial solar solutions, you can visit p4bsolar.com.au. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.